Chapter 4. Ella sat outside on the stoop watching their block. There was a curious chain of 7 matching pink racer bikes locked in front of the downstairs garden apartment, which housed Hashi's salon. Streamers and baskets adorned the bikes, and on all but one, a single cardboard placard hung from the handlebars, spelling C-A-R-M-E-N. In front of the apartment building across the street, neighbors were barbecuing hamburgers on the sidewalk with a portable grill, blaring Saturday Love from a Caprice classic. Dr. Duray, the retired dentist, rested on a lawn chair and sang lyrics from his original ditty, "The Girls on Cambridge Place Are Oh So Pretty." He waved at Ella, and she waved back. "Want some barbecue, girl?" he called over to her.
"No, thank you, sir," she said.
He nodded his head side to side the way the elderly trailed their words, but stopped singing his song. She wondered if he'd lost his muse upon seeing her. Barbecue. The word made her want to hurl. Uncontrollable trembling and nauseating heat had eaten away most of her morning. She couldn't shed the image of Malik and Charu's contorted bodies from her mind. Ella heard Charu's glossy words. "You look really good without those glasses," echoing inside her head. Noonday sun emblazoned their block, and the brownstone steps singed Ella's bare feet. A pack of teenage girls pranced through the bursting arc of water from a hydrant broken open, sundresses plastered against their supple bodies. Ella felt a burning shame return and turned her gaze to her neighbor's scarlet oak tree. All parts of the tree were completely green, the shiny leaves, bushy tail-like catkins, the immature acorns, with no hint of the rich autumnal red the leaves would turn in just a few months. She squinted for a closer inspection. The female flowers grew on much shorter spikes than the male catkins. All at once, the Monoecious Quercus coccinea bore male and female parts. She'd worried about leaving Ithaca, she realized. She felt much